confuse you all. So hello, everybody. My name is Ben. Yesterday, I played a song called Goodbye Monster. I got a little bit of flack for it because it described the fictional death of a popular Sesame Street character.
He's alive?
Yeah, no, he actually is alive.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with... He's hanging out with Santa Claus. So I wrote this in response. It's similar, but it has a happy ending, so I hope you'll enjoy it. It ain't easy being green. I used to be our biggest star. Now I'm cut from half our scene. How did I fall so far? They brought in that pig, made her the new number one. They told me that my career was basically done. There's only one thing that I can think of to try. To get my place back, the pig must die. So I sent her an anonymous note with some flowers. It read, "Meet me in the balcony upstairs in 2 hours." I hid behind a curtain, my heart full of rage. I planned to push her over the railing and down onto the stage, but my plan was foiled. I couldn't get her alone because of Statler and Waldorf. Those two never go home. So I found my man Beaker. I slipped him a 50 and said I needed him to mix me up something nifty. I need a potion that tastes like the sweetest wine. It's poisonous enough to kill that evil swine. I paid a waiter to slip it in her Captain and Coke, and I waited outside for her to drink it and croak. But Beaker must have gotten his recipe wrong. I found her dancing on the table wearing only a thong. So I went to see the Swedish chef in his kitchen, and I pocketed his sharpest knife to do that bitch in. I hid in the closet of her dressing room. When she gets back in, I would deliver her doom. And I waited till I couldn't stay awake anymore. And I woke up when she came back in and opened the door. She was standing over me in just her panties and bra, and she smiled at me and asked, "Were you looking for moi?" And before I could wonder where I dropped that knife, she was kissing me to within an inch of my life. So I've given up trying to take her out since she showed me all the things that she can do with her snout. I have to admit, it was a pretty good trade. I can please the pig if it means I get laid.